Good afternoon. We'll continue to track a cold front sliding from north to south through interior New York and New England. Not much in the way of precipitation associated with this front, although we do run the risk of an isolated pop-up shower or thunderstorm, primarily in the Catskills across into the mid and lower Hudson Valley and perhaps parts of southern New England. But just about everyone will see mostly dry weather today and a good amount of sunshine. To the north of the front, the humidity levels are dropping dramatically as the wind has shifted around to the north, and temperatures will climb into the lower to mid-80s on average with comfortable humidity for the remainder of the afternoon. Readings will stay in the 70s across the higher terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains and extreme northern New York and New England. Skies will clear out tonight, and it will be comfortable with temperatures dropping back into the 50s and lower 60s. This will set us up for a good-looking day tomorrow with that same high-pressure center in control. We'll have mostly sunny skies. Some clouds will tend to mix in during the afternoon. The breeze will increase out of the southeast, so the humidity will come up a touch, but high temperatures, again, will be around the 80-degree mark. As we get into the day on Thursday, some moisture will start to creep in from the south. As a result, skies will become mostly cloudy, and there is the chance of a late-day thunderstorm with highs in the upper 70s. That moisture, complements of what's left of subtropical depression Alberto as it tracks in our direction from our south and west. With more moisture building and a trough of low pressure pivoting in from the Great Lakes, showers and thunderstorms will be more likely on Friday and Saturday. Otherwise, both days will be mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Still the risk of a scattered shower or storm on Sunday as that system pivots through. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 70s and some cooler air behind the system on Monday, but it should dry out with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is monitoring subtropical depression Alberto, located about 30 miles west of Montgomery, Alabama, with maximum sustained winds of 30 miles per hour. After making landfall late yesterday over the Florida Panhandle, Alberto weakened to a subtropical depression and should gradually lose all tropical characteristics by later today. Regardless of these changes in characterization, it'll remain a heavy rainfall producer with an accompanying flash flood risk. Several inches of rain is likely to fall from northern sections of Alabama and Georgia northward across western Tennessee and Kentucky into southern Illinois. This generally follows the path of Alberto, where deep convection will likely erupt near its center, particularly where sufficient instability exists in areas that receive more sunshine. An additional threat area will be over the interior Carolinas, giving further lift aided by the local topography. Given tropical moisture in place over these mentioned regions, intense rainfall may lead to areas of flash flooding, particularly in locations where the soil is already saturated. Meanwhile, severe thunderstorms are expected across portions of the central and southern plains and upper Midwest today. The highest concentration of severe storms is anticipated from central Kansas into western Oklahoma during the afternoon and evening, where the Storm Prediction Center has issued an enhanced risk of damaging wind gusts, hail, and possibly a few tornadoes. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City becoming mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower to mid 80s, and in Buffalo becoming mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees, the average low, 51. The record high, 93, set in 1931, and the record low, 34, in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 5:21 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:24 p.m., 15 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid-80s, becoming mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today, just the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Becoming mostly clear tonight with lows around 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm, lower 80s. An isolated thunderstorm Thursday, otherwise mostly cloudy, upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers and thunderstorms Friday and Saturday, upper 70s and lower 80s. Still the chance of a thunderstorm Sunday, otherwise partly sunny, mid-70s. And a mix of sun and clouds, lower 70s Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.